The Blaine Fowler Morning Show.
96.3 WDVD.
96.3 WDVD 804 Therapy Thursday with Dr. Stephen Craig. He's a psychologist from Birmingham, and we're just getting ready for the holidays. And I think this email that we got from Furious, I think a lot of people can probably relate to. She writes, "Dear Blaine, my sister-in-law is driving me crazy and I need some advice. She's desperately trying to be the favorite daughter-in-law and ruin my relationship with my mother-in-law.
Oh.
We are married to brothers and she does everything way over the top while I always follow the rules and try to be nice. For example, we were both supposed to bring food to Thanksgiving. I brought the dish I was told to. She brought 3 big dishes. I buy 1 gift for my in-laws, as the rules state. She buys more. I'm always nice, and she is always breaking the rules in an attempt to make me look bad and her better. Should I just ignore it or say something? And more importantly, do I call her on her obvious plan, even if she will deny it?" Signed, Furious. I love this one. This is awesome. I think Furious needs to discover the wonders and nuances of wine.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Especially around the holidays.
Yeah. That's your advice.
That's my advice.
I just think she's being a little if the woman wants to go out and spend her money and get 3 presents instead of the 1, go for it. If she wants to make 3 dishes and I only have to deal with 1, more food for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, let her go crazy. And I think in the end, if Furious here decides to say something about it, she's going to be the one that looks a little
it's going to be
competitive.
Egg all over her face. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's the one who's competitive, Dr. Steve. One with the problem. It's not the woman who's quote unquote not following the rules and not being nice.
Who cares?
It's Furious. Fast and Furious.
I can't believe Blaine wouldn't react. If this was your sister or somebody doing it, you would be nuts about it.
No, I wouldn't. I don't care. I don't care. No,
Blaine would be like,
"You think you got me pegged, but you're wrong, pal."
Yeah.
You do not.
He'd be like, "That's 3 more dishes for me to enjoy at the holiday table."
Yeah, it's 3 more versions of steak or whatever it is that I love. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I'd be cool with that. And the thing is Lauren's right. Furious is the one with her undies in a bunch, not the other person.
Ugh.
So what, did we just steal your thunder?
No, I am so proud of you guys.
Because
used to, the Blaine reacting one way,
Yeah.
But this is a huge trap, this email. And that's what you guys saw.
Yeah.
That, this is sort of psychologist training.
Right.
So you get,
So I get a gold star?
Well,
Come on, man. Just hand me one. It's Christmas, for crying out loud.
It's hard. So, here's the thing with this. And we'll call it psychologist training. You have to learn 2 things. One is listen better. Listen to what she's trying, and this is what you guys did well, trying to make us feel or think.
Yep.
And it screams all sorts of emotion. She's making an emotional play in this, and we're supposed to jump on board, and you guys didn't. The second is understanding how people work, and you have to listen and understand that people judge themselves on their intentions, just like she is.
Yeah.
I'm always nice.
Yeah.
But they judge others on their actions.
Right.
And then infer.
That's so true.
And then they infer all the intentions.
Yes.
So what's happening?
We all know this person,
that's
too.
Right.
That's the thing. We all have at least 1 or 2 of these people in our lives.
So what she's doing here is it's exactly that. My intentions are great.
Yeah.
Her actions are terrible. Therefore, her intentions are all of these horrible things. But you don't know any of that person's intentions.
Yeah.
You're getting all spun up about, what you believe the intentions to be.
Yeah.
But of course, she's saying the intentions, the ones she has no idea what they are, confidently, fully.
As if it were fact.
As if it were fact.
Yeah, written in stone.
And so when you listen to this from your friend or in your psychology training, you have to understand, wait, she's made me feel like, oh, isn't this awful?
Right.
Why is she making me feel that way? I'm supposed to jump on board that train and go, oh, you're being mistreated and ain't it awful and all. But I'm not going to do that.
So this ultimately kind of comes down to Furious's own insecurities, right? I mean, that's what this is really about. She feels inferior to other people. And so those other people must be doing something unfairly or against the rules or whatever.
Well, again, we don't know anyone else's motivation.
Right.
So we infer one.
Yeah.
And whatever you infer, miraculously happens to be what's going on in your head.
Yeah.
It's projection.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we have no idea. But why does she choose, this is your point you're making, why does she choose that I'm being mistreated, I'm being, you know, made to look bad,
right,
and less than, then that screams all of that, this is what I made up about what's happening.
Right.
So if I were talking to Furious, I'm not getting in this trap.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, why is it that you can't go ask her, hey, why are you doing this? Don't you know how this make me feel? What, you know, why aren't you following the rules? Find out what's going on.
Yeah. Maybe this person, maybe the other sister-in-law doesn't have the kind of family that does all these things. And she's always in her entire life wanted to do the big Christmas with the multiple gifts and the multiple dishes and all that.
There's so many possibilities.
Mm-hmm. But she's assuming the worst.
That's
furious.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that's about her. You know, you don't know what the other's motivation are. In my wife's family, if you actually follow the rules, like, you know,
yeah.
Well, wait, your mother said she'd take a cab. You let my mother take a cab?
Oh, my God.
You know, but that's what she said.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
You don't know in the sister-in-law's thing if
that happens in my family, too.
That just because the rules are, she could have come from a family that if you don't go over the top, you're not loving people.
Or, right.
You know, we have no idea, but you can't. You got to watch how you throw yourself into it.
Yeah.
And she's the judgy one right here.
Totally.
Right.
Judgy McJuggerson.
Furious Judgy.
I called her something else accidentally. Dude, listen, have a wonderful holiday season.
You too.
Thank you so much for all your help over the year. Please don't send us a bill because, good God, I don't know what we'd owe you.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. It was awesome. Have a great 2016.
You
Dr.
Too.
Steve and Therapy Thursday. Check them out online, drstephencraig.com.
The Blaine Fowler Morning Show. 96.3 WDVD.